Zalango, this is Kanadi Kentako. What you're about to hear is a Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation that was first aired Sunday, September 30th, 2001, at 11:30 p.m., entitled The Human Rights Patrol, Part 5, Human Rights Talk, Part 1. Your guests will be out of the criminal enterprise called Bayview Hunters Point, California, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of BVHP 103.3 FM, Kaka Michael Hibbett. Out of the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 99.9 FM, Kaka Lavelle Johnson. Your host will be out of the criminal enterprise called Springfield, Illinois, war correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, runaway slave, Kaka Mbana Kentako. Have a pleasant flight.
That's right, right there. people status up in this land, it is clear.
Our folks are still held hostage, won't ask questions, ruled by fear.
See, Uncle Sam does know he owes our folk a big time debt. He knows his lies can't help him. Truth's our weapon, we'll collect. We're talking reparations, that's right, we know we are old.
Cause for 11 generations, in here we were bought in soul.
See, this crook called Sam did come up when he made our folks his slaves.
His posse did the same in Europe, and yes, they too must pay.
The lesson, the mind of thyself will help us all move forward.
We're taught it will teach us by self to rise to toast the torch.
Like those days we were to be down, yet unhooked from our souls.
Seeking truth will turn that around with the human rights patrol.
People's Choice Human Rights Radio on the World Wide Web, www.pirateradioatabout.com. When the search box comes up, type in the name Kentucky, and you can catch this program here called The Human Rights Patrol, coming off the World Wide Web. And tonight's guest out of the criminal enterprise, Cal Bayview, Hunters Point, California. War correspondent, commander in the Human Rights Radio Air Force, owner and operator of BVHP 103.3 FM. Warrior Michael Hibbert and Zalanga to your warrior.
Hey, we here.
How we doing on the West Coast there?
Doing the right thing.
Well, before we talk to you, brother, we want to introduce the next brother that's with us tonight out of the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois, owner and operator of Human Rights Radio 99.9 FM in the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois. We're talking about Kaka Lavelle Johnson. And Lavelle, Zalanga to you, sir.
Zalanga out there in Springfield, Illinois, and also out in Cali.
And, of course, brother, you got to say Zalanga to the folks that are listening over the World Wide Web, right?
Yes, exactly. Excuse me. I kind of got to get used to that. The growth is so lovely.
In the dough. Brother Inko's been on with a couple times, and we got these two brothers on tonight. And first, Brother Michael, tell the folks, you know, out there listening, how long you been in the righteous radio business there, brother?
Oh, since February 11th.
February 11th? Well, what got you going, man?
February 11th, and I got together with some people to help me out a real lot. Am I coming over there right?
Yes, sir. You sound real good here.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on the air 7 months, but I've been in this neighborhood all my life.
and the radio thing was to kind of help out in that neighborhood, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's right time at the right place with the Creator's blessing.
Does it be going door to door trying to get in people's houses to talk to them? Having the radio?
Oh, you know what? It's on fire. As a matter of fact, I got a young man with me now, about 30 years old. He created a motion picture called Straight Outta Hunters Point.
Well, Zalanga to that brother out there.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to me right now, and I appreciate it if, like, his movie, it's out. As a matter of fact, Kevin, it's Kevin Epps, right? Yeah. And tell him how your movie is up for the festival.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go ahead. Congratulations to you, brother.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Man, brother, it's an honor to be in your movie maker, Lavelle.
That's beautiful.
We're taking it back. The Black movie maker. Straight out of Hunters Point, brother. Break it down. What's the movie about?
And it's a documentary, hip-hop documentary film about Hunters Point, about the history of Hunters Point, about the dynamics and how it evolved into a predominantly hip-hop community, and the trials and tribulations that it went through to persevere, our contribution to World War II, our contributions to the whole economy.
He's talking about, like, the Navy shipyard that's located here.
And just, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with this toxic wasteland site we got here, and neglect to to take responsibility, full responsibility, and clean it up. I don't want to cut him short, but the Navy Yard here, when they went to go bomb Japan.
Right.
The bomb left here. Baby, what is point?
Dig that, brother. And, but you sound like you got a warrior with you, brother.
And it, yeah, for sure. And it evolves into, you know, a hip-hop community, man. You know, it evolves up to what's going on with the hip-hop today. You know what I'm saying? In the streets over here, the West Mile Big Block conflict, and then just really trying to mediate this and trying to resolve some of these issues, which young brothers don't know is deeper than us. But it's deep. It's about the hip-hop. It tells you about the hip-hop, which started off of, you know, with RBL and all the pioneers that went big and comes up through Herm Lewis, who was a, you know, a community activist and leader and do a lot of hip-hop out here, all the way on to, I think we got some independent labels that's really doing some dynamic things, and this community is a representation of that, and that's what we putting together right now.
Well, brother, you sound like you on the case without a doubt. And can I bring in Brother Lavelle from the criminal enterprise called Decatur, Illinois? Been on the air now about 539 nights, had some technical problems here in the fall of 2000, but about ready to resolve them and get back at work, huh, brother?
Oh, yeah, brother. I'm probably no less than a week away from getting back on the air. I got 539 in, and we started here March the 10th, 2000.
Well, brother, some of the folks that's listening to this program off the World Wide Web actually have heard your August the 27th, 2001 encounter with the FCC. Brother, it was a warrior presentation.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful. That was his second visit. The first visit was September 11th, 2000, the same date of the World Trade Center situation.
Hey, I got to tell you this, Brother Lavelle. I haven't said this. Brother Michael, you there?
Yeah.
I got to tell both of y'all this.
All ears on y'all, man.
Y'all ready? Check this out.
I'm ready.
You know, the Wall Street Journal, they got an article, man, saying the Bush family been paying the Bin Laden family big-time money.
Like that. I ain't even surprised.
Wall Street Journal, September 27, 2001. What about Lavelle? Is they all in the same gang or what?
Exactly. Well, brother, you know what? It's so beautiful because when we were screaming this all along, everybody says you're crazy, but they come out and tell on themselves.
I mean, wow. I mean, and you got boys like Frank Carlucci in there with them. You got boys like Baker and James Baker in there, Casper Weinberger. And the Bush boys, they called Bush, and Bush said he only went to visit Bin Laden's once, right? And the old boy said, well, we got a thank you note about a second visit. He said, well, it was twice then. What about it? And they said, oh, Osama, he got $50 million in the bank, but he can't mess with it because he ain't a Saudi Arabian citizen. But guess where he got it from? Buying up defense contractors in this country.
For doing what? Say that again.
You know those companies that make weapons for the military?
Right.
When they go broke, his family buy them up. With James Baker and Bush and them helping them.
Self-explanatory, brother.
They built the barracks that they blew up a couple years back.
Now those that are in the military forces stand up and be not be cowards and condemn their government and tell them that they will not fight no dirty war.
Okay. Brother Michael. Brother Michael, what, you want to add something to the conversation, brother?
Fascinated behind yours. I'll catch up with you in a minute.
Go ahead. Y'all own it. I'm sucking. Man, mastermind.com, man. That's what I'm about. mastamind.com, man. Y'all giving me some knowledge. Y'all enlightening me.
Well, brother, it's an honor to be in your presence with your movie. How'd you get in the movie thing, man? Tell us about that. That's the bomb.
Well, I started off in like 94. Always had an interest for film and just was fascinated by just that aspect, man. And after being in the streets, all that, I went did a little joke. I got out and enrolled in San Francisco State. Then I ended up getting involved with the Film Arts Foundation in San Francisco.
Right. Well, brother, we got to get a copy of that because we'd like to put it up on the web somewhere.
Yeah, what's going on, man? We're in the process. We just might be going. We just got finished the San Francisco Black Film Festival, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
So, so we've been hitting the film festival circuit, so it's going to be, I Houston Film Festival, so we just got the audio. We getting the audio mixed down because I got a little grant.
Give me your website, though.
MASTAMIND.com, mastermind.com.
Well, you know we're going to check it out. Go ahead, Warrior, finish your conversation.
Yeah, and just, you know, we about to be on a little college circuit tour with the film, man. So we starting out here, then we trying to see y'all, man. I got some folks out there on that coast, man, that's going to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ain't that in that area?
Brother, it's one big old plantation out this way. It's kind of a few hundred miles up north and stuff. But you in the right area?
Yeah, we for sure. I'm gonna go on that web. We gonna network this, man. Y'all right in there. Y'all on home base, man. Oh, yeah, man. This is straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the streets, but this is big, man. It's a pleasure to be networking with y'all like this.
Well, brother, it's a sign our folks is waking up. It's a sign our folks are waking up. We can't do nothing about it, can we, Lavelle?
That's so beautiful because
do nothing about it.
That's one of the dreams that I have is I'm sick and tired of our people as far as when we turn on the TV, we only have the option that they want to do their programming with. Well, it's time for us to start putting our images on there the way we want them.
Yeah, we got this brother with Mastermind.com bringing some movies now. And y'all going to have to understand that, you know, Malcolm told us this. We can start little.
Hey, we don't want to watch no movies with to have something to do with the boule, right?
Unless we gonna lick some, brother.
I just have to say that.
But brother, you know, Malcolm, go ahead and tell them about the boule, because some of the listeners don't know what you talk about when you talk about the boule. What you talking about, man?
Oh, me?
Yeah, go ahead and break it down what the boule is about.
Oh, 1904?
Right.
Like the talented 10th?
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? And I think they most of them coming out of Yale. I don't know.
House. They coming out of somebody's house.
We talk about black professionals that's really patriotic and boss. You sick? We sick? Boss, the house on fire?
Yeah.
That's right. And they out there, and that's what's been holding us up. And I look at it like a football game. We're trying to get across the line, but every time we get across the line, folks looking like us tripping us.
Yeah.
And we don't want to block them because we don't want to start nothing.
I just have to throw that out there. I'm a novice.
Oh, no, you're bringing it because if folks want to go on the internet, the New York Times got some good articles on the boule.
Yeah, for sure.
And we give credit to Brother Steve Coakley for hipping us to that back in the 90s, man.
Yeah, well, see, I was fortunate enough to be blessed to get him, so I'm winning.
All right. That brother be bringing it. Brother Lavelle, what's in the future for Human Rights Radio there in a different criminal enterprise called Decatur? Brother Lavelle?
Yeah, brother.
What's the future for Human Rights Radio in Decatur? What kind of things you looking to do in the future?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, we're excited to return, and we have expanded our programming tremendously as we got about 1,000 different programs now, so we're ready to blast away at them.
Oh, so it's like Brother and Bonner got about 5,000 programs?
Yes, sir, brother. It's about a house of 5,000 tapes and CDs and everything.
and then Brother Lavelle got what?
He got about 1,000. He got 1,000 of them. He's still getting them, though.
Yeah, well, I got a few. But I'm coming.
All right.
That's all right, because we started with a few.
That's right, man.
See it growing.
Brother Michael, what kind of things you looking to do out there at Bayview Hunters Point at BVHP Radio with them young warriors on that set?
Well, I try to come from an educational standpoint as far as letting somebody know about who they are and about themselves, because I play Dr. Naeem Akbar in the daytime. I play Dr. Leonard Jeffries in the daytime. I play Asa Hilliard in the daytime. I let them know about who Adam Clayton Powell is and Charles Houston, you know, and then I play Steve Coakley and the master John Henry Clark.
Oh, yeah. You're blowing up out there, brother.
Play all of that.
Go ahead, man. Now, see, you know, I think you made this point in one of our Real Table programs that's heard on the Human Rights Network, and that was that we need to make a place available for our movie makers like brother there and our scholars like Dr. Clark and them there to be heard and saw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't expect these fools to do that for us.
What's so
What's so beautiful about that is those are our real role models, your Malcolms, your Henry Clarks, and all these that we're leaving out, but that same flavor of fighting back, not sitting back, turning no other cheek.
And brother, with the movie now, he coming into a role model, because see, there's a lot of black folks that didn't think nobody could make a movie, let alone a 30-year-old black man, right?
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
And you ain't trying to put on Steppem and Fetchem on there.
Trying to bring the real about what the deal is, see? And that's what folks need to comprehend. Our strength is going to be in our willingness to bring the real and be true to who we is.
And that's the time we're living in, because we will prosper that way now. Maybe not in the past, but it's time to now.
Brother Michael, go ahead and bring some knowledge, brother.
Y'all
go ahead and share some knowledge from the West Coast.
It's just really humbling, man. I'm like a ghetto street soldier over here, you feel me? And that's why it's just really a blessing to be in the presence of these OGs from Hunters Point. You know what I'm saying? Because in between my age and them, it's been a breach of this correspondence of passing on this knowledge. And that's why I feel like we kind of like got caught up with this whole epidemic, that crack and all that coke thing, what they just... You know what I'm saying? They devastated our communities with. So now we done woke up. We not blind to that no more. So now we back out here networking, and I'm up here. I'm from Hunters Point, man. Straight on Harbor Road, West Point, right now. You feel me? Grew up everywhere. All up right here. That's where I be, and that's why I be sharing with the young street soldiers. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about this here, man. It's deeper than this. It's the conditions, but we still got to elevate our mind and network and stop this. He 30 years old.
Man, that brother sound a lot wiser than 30 years older than me, man.
And I've been laced by the OG. That's why I go back right now and give it to the young comrades who are on the blocks right now. You feel me? I go give it right back to them. And, you know what I'm saying? Because I speak the language. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I speak the language so I can holler at them like this here. That's why I'm not really with the big words, because I'm speaking to my peoples, man.
Dig that, man. And you know what's real is that what you're bringing out real is that we can't go nowhere without the older brothers and sisters.
Exactly.
They've been dealing with this devil for so long, man. The fact that they here show they can handle him some. And I think that's what always catches us off guard is, you know, this boy got some tricks we can't even believe nobody capable of doing, let alone or thinking on, let alone doing. And the older folks, they offer us an opportunity not to get bumped upside the head so many dang old times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? It's like this here. We going to keep on doing what we got to do.
That's right. That's right.
You know, they did all that like that there and all that $100 billion and all that. Yeah, I ain't felt none of what they doing, no way.
Okay.
I ain't felt it.
You're talking about your...
I ain't feeling it now.
What, you mad at Bush or something, man? You mad because Bush stole his way into the White House?
We talking about what we got to do.
You're right, brother. You're right. You're right. That's an excellent point. If we don't do it, who do we have to blame but ourselves?
Exactly.
You know? And that's why I have nothing but admiration for you brothers out there on the West Coast. Well, it's about time for us to get out of here for this particular program. It's only like a half hour right now.
No, it's over.
Oh, man. You know, Michael, you know you got to come back up on the internet show, man.
I love you, man. We going to get on the web now.
Okay. Hey, check this out.
MastermindMASTAMIND.com. We got the Stroud and Hunters Point soundtrack volume 1 going everywhere.
Okay, brother, give him the name of your movie, too.
Straight Outta Hunters Point.
Straight Outta Hunters Point. Your name again, brother?
Kevin Epps, the director, filmmaker.
Kevin Epps, director. So y'all got a movie y'all want made. Look that brother up.
Yeah.
That brother know his business. Brother Lavelle, Brother Michael, you want to make some comments before we get away?
Yeah, I just want to say I love you.
Brother, ain't nothing but love coming back that way big time. Brother Lavelle?
Yeah, I would just like to say this is Human Rights Radio 99.9 FM Decatur, the station where no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This boy cannot stop us anymore. All we had to do is learn about who we are, make our connection with the Creator, and they can't do nothing about it. That's it, that's all.
That's it.
That's it, that's all. But I guess I'm supposed to say 103.3.
Hey, Brother Kevin.
HP, Baby Hunters Point Radio. Sounds good to me.
Okay, Brother Kevin, give that website again, mastermind.com, right?
Yeah.
All kind of stuff up on there folks can check out.
Yeah, man, they got the we got the real time television. You can see the 5-minute trailer We got about four or five tracks off the soundtrack. You can snippet. We got the snippet there. We got the merchant account. If you want to order any projects, we got any products, anything over the line, then just check it out, man. It's tight, man. We got all the links and all the little stories that's been like in the source. You know what I'm saying? The Guardian.
Right on, Warrior. I tell you what, it's been an honor to have the opportunity to talk with a 30-year-old black man making a movie. I'm telling you, man.
Hey, like, man.
And Brother Lavelle.
Brother and better.
Go ahead, Warrior.
What is that website again? You could probably quote that better than me.
Mastermind.com.
Kevin Slang, man. We kept it streets because we go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I caught that one. I'm talking about the one I got my program on.
Okay, www.pirateradio@about.com. When that comes in, type in Kentucky and you'll get the whole Human Rights Radio flavor. Well, Warriors, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Can y'all hold on the phone a second? If y'all would, please. On the telephone with us tonight, off the West Coast, BVHP, 103.3 FM, Hunter's Point. That's Brother Michael Hibbett and Warrior Kevin Epps, the movie maker. They on the telephone, doing it up two times on the phone with us out of the criminal enterprise called Bayview Hunter's Point. Then we got Warrior Kaka Lavelle Johnson, 99.9 FM, Human Rights Radio, and the criminal enterprise called Decatur. Don't forget, you're downloading this program off of www.pirateradioatabout.com. And this is our Human Rights Radio exclusive presentation. We call it the Human Rights Patrol. It's part number 5. It's coming to an internet, a website near you.